Exercise 4. For nearly two centuries, people in the United States have plowed or paved over the nation's swamps and marshes. Rich wetland soils make highly productive farmlands, and sites near large rivers or the coast are desirable locations for development. These mysterious ecosystems are also home to creatures many people think of as undesirable, such as crocodiles and mosquitoes, which provides another reason to eliminate them. California has lost over 90% of its wetlands. Now, nearly two-thirds of the state's native fish are extinct, endangered, threatened, or in decline. Forested riparian wetlands near the Mississippi River once had the capacity to store about 60 days of river discharge, but now can store only about 12 days. Researchers say that the flooding of the Gulf of Mexico coast from Hurricane Katrina in 2005 would have been much less extensive had the region not lost so much of its wetlands in the past century. Without wetlands, pollutants make their way more readily to streams, lakes, and the oceans.